Welcome back, children of the revolution, to What You're Not Listening To, the audio educational and anthology series here on aceofspades.blueberry.net. And I'm your host, engineer, writer, webmaster, researcher, all around monkey bear. I would say monkey boy, but trust me, if you've seen me, there's nothing boy about me. Also the writer here for What You're Not Listening To. Thank you for coming in. This is our last show of 2019. Yes, welcome to New Year's Eve, and my God. Today, we're looking back, and we're also looking at today. It's kind of contrast and compare. Remember, writing 122? Yes, for those of you who went to college. And we're looking at Purple Rain, 1984, and Pop's Perfect Year. There may be more than a bit of truth to older folk bemoaning the fact that radio sucks at the moment, so consider this your alternative New Year's Eve 2020 party playlist. 2019 was truly an odd year in music overall. Rock and roll, formerly the biggest part of the pop culture landscape, has become like jazz. A few excellent practitioners, but now relegated to the realm of high-priced ticket packages and live shows that are 21+ that have put it out of the reach for younger music fans. A terrible irony, if there ever was one. So-called rhythmic music has dominated much of the landscape, as has hip-hop. The Lev Zimpel Vogt LZV1 data compression algorithm illustrates that music has in fact become more repetitive on the charts, and slower. There are a few stellar examples of new acts borrowing on older traditions, such as Kendrick Lamar, Amlon the Sniffers, Ibibio Sound Machine, and Lizzo, but by and large, there is little variation on the charts currently. This was not always the case. The editors of Rolling Stone magazine, purveyors of the musical landscape for over five decades, back in 2014 named 1984 as the perfect year for pop music. By the way, I was 15 for most of that year and remember it very well. Incredible variety on the charts and the rise in popularity of the music video service MTV, a place YouTube now holds dominion over, helped breathe new life into a landscape that just 2 years prior was choked and steeped in bland adult contemporary hits. Music in 1984 was all about Prince. And in a Time magazine article, they asked him, is there anything he couldn't do? And he goes, anything I can't do? Yeah, I can't cook. He ended up having the biggest single of the year with When Doves Cry, which had no bass track on it, and released an album with one of the hottest live bands of the decade, The Revolution. At the center of all this was Purple Rain, a film soundtrack that would go on to spend 24 consecutive weeks at number one and spawn other chart toppers, something only Adele has matched since then. The accompanying film also hit number one at the box office, an amazing feat in of itself, as it was basically a low-budget blaxploitation flick with a host of amazing musical numbers. The album won multiple Grammy Awards, and the film even won Prince an Oscar, making him only the fifth black person in history to achieve this recognition. The film's success also briefly helped two other Prince-associated acts break through into the mainstream, Apollonia 6 and The Time. Sadly, within a year of the film's release, neither band was a functioning unit, though The Time reformed briefly in 1990 for the Purple Rain sequel, The Box Office Bomb Graffiti Bridge, broke up again but came back in 1995 and still continue to perform to this day. The big difference between now and then is political, believe it or not. These three groups were all multi-ethnic, with the Revolution even being multi-gendered and featured lesbian members. Their bold sexuality and uncompromising attitude among the conservatism of the Reagan years was a statement in of itself, one that many of today's artists seemingly avoid in fear of ruining their careers. With 2020 promising to be the most important year ever in the history of the United States, there is still time for many artists to step up their game. As time has already proven, fortune favors the bold. One needs to look back no further than to Prince in 1984 to remember this. And we're going to be kicking off our very, very full show here today with the 12-inch dance mix of a song that launched Purple Rain and by many accounts may have, actually. I'm not here to argue this one. The greatest introduction of any pop song in history, and especially any number one single in history here in the United States. That's the version. This version was actually featured in the film Purple Rain as the opening number. This is Let's Go Crazy, and we'll see you in about 30 minutes.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered. this thing called life. Electric word life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything will be alright.
to life, a vision in one's mind. The beautiful ones always smash the picture. Always, every time. If I touch
you see? What's so pretty, you and me? Every time I comb my hair, thoughts of you get in my eyes. You're a sinner, I don't care. I just want your creamy thighs.
Welcome back, children of the revolution, to what you're not listening to here on aceofspades.blueberry.net. I'm still your host, Ben Brown Jr. Happy New Year's Eve 2020, for what promises to be the craziest year ever here in the United States. You have no idea. If you think it's been surreal, you have no idea how off the hook it's going to be over the next 11 months before Election Day in November. But until then, let's have a little fun, honey. We're going to party like it's 1999. Oh, I said it. Oh, God, dad joke time. Still your host, engineer, writer, producer, audio engineer, researcher, and webmaster, Ben Brown Jr. on a very special print show as we're looking at Purple Rain 1984 and Pop's Perfect Year in stark contrast to what is going on the charts over the last year, especially considering Lev Zimple Vogt data compression algorithm that pretty much is stating that a lot of today's music really is the same, and it's much slower than it has been in quite some time. So hopefully you've been having a good time. Hopefully you've been blowing your speakers. And let's recap what we've heard in the first part of our show, shall we? Kicked it all off with the 12-inch dance mix of Let's Go Crazy. After that was, well, it was a bootleg, okay? I'm throwing it out there. It was a bootleg, a soundboard recording from 1983 at First Avenue by The Time. The same performance you saw in the Purple Rain movie, that was Jungle Love. And The Time were a band also formed in Minneapolis. And their first three albums were either written or co-written by Prince himself. A lot of those tracks were written in conjunction with Morris Day, their lead singer and old-time friend of Prince's as well. After that, The Beautiful Ones from the Purple Rain soundtrack by Prince, solo. And after that was Des Dickerson, Modern Air. And Modern Air was featured in the Purple Rain film. Des Dickerson was actually part of one of Prince's early pre-revolution bands. Some people call it the Proto-Revolution. Didn't really have a name at the time. He ended up leaving after the 1999 album, which was the album that preceded Purple Rain. And the reason he left is because, well, Prince was quite salacious and had kind of a dirty mouth. And that whole image was not sitting well with Des. It just, he's a Christian, and was the whole thing was not feeling, he's not feeling it all. Decided to leave, not show up for a rehearsal. That's how Wendy Melvoin got the job. She just happened to be there, and after one performance, decided, boom, we're going to keep you. And though Prince and Des just remained friends for some time. Even though the song was recorded in 1984, it wasn't released until decades later as a single. After that, and the song we just heard, the single B-side to Let's Go Crazy, Erotic City, Prince with Apollonia. And for those of you who are wondering, yes, it does sound like the F word over and over and over again. That was intentional. The word is actually funk. The original lyrics did use the actual F word, but it was the only way we could get it on radio play was by slightly changing the lyric. And I mean ever so slightly. I remember hearing on the radio, like, they did not just say that on live air. Yes, they did. So it became kind of a hit in its own right, and probably Prince's best known B-side. And we'll be kicking off the second part of our show here with something that most of you have never heard, except for being backwards. We'll see you just before a truly grand finale.
Like my mother, she's never satisfied. No You're the one who's always lonely, but I'm the one who's always alone.
Here I sit in my lonely room, looking for my sunshine.
And welcome back, Children of the Revolution, to the Audio Education Line Anthology Series, What You're Not Listening To Here on aceofspades.blueberry.net. Yes, I'm still your host, Ben Brown Jr. And yes, this is our first New Year's Eve party, New Year's Eve 2020. God only knows what is going to happen during the next 11 months up to election, but trust me, it's going to be absolutely insane. So party like it's 2019 or 1999 or whatever. Whatever. Anyway. Oh my God. It's been cray cray, hasn't it? Let's recap what we've heard in our Purple Rain 1984 Pop's Perfect Year show, which illustrates that the Lev Zimpel Vogt data compression algorithm, you know, math and stuff, this. Don't forget that this is an educational program, children, and I'm also the engineer, which also requires quite a bit of math as well, stating that a lot of the music you hear today really is the same. So looking back when music wasn't always just so cookie-cutter. And let's recap what we've heard in the second part of our show, shall we? Kicked it all off with The Message. After that, When Doves Cry, the full-length album version of that. The 12-inch dance mix of Sex Shooter by Apollonius Six. And for those of you who have seen the picture on the podcast page, yes, it was a thing. Underwear is outerwear. Susan Moonsey, Patricia Apollonia Cotero, and Brenda Bennett. Apollonia was a last-minute fill-in for Vanity. This group was originally known as Vanity Six, and then Vanity left Prince to sign with Motown and start a new career. Her name was Denise Matthews, by the way. And that was originally not the name that Prince wished to give her. I don't even want to tell you what it was. It was so foul and salacious. It's amazing. Yeah, you look back and, like, hard to believe it actually became, you know, Jehovah's Witness after listening to some of this trash earlier in his career. Hey, it's all part of the journey, right? And the song we just heard, 17 Days, a single B-side to When Doves Cry, Prince and the Revolution. And Wendy Melvoin and Lisa Coleman were members of this band. They were lesbians and for a while were in a relationship. But it goes beyond that. They'd actually known each other since they were toddlers. Their parents, their fathers, I should say, were both members of the L.A. Wrecking Crew. They're from my hometown of Los Angeles, California. And that was the group of session musicians who played on numerous hits during the 60s and 70s for a variety of people. Yes. Yeah, it's all run in the family, right? And we're going to be finishing up our show here with, probably a slightly obvious choice. Sure, why not? I have this, my version here is from a bootleg, and it was finally officially released in digital form just a couple of years ago on a 4-CD and DVD box set for Purple Rain. And this was live in Syracuse. Was originally broadcast on MTV back in early 1985 and was released on home video that year, and it's been pirated often. It's a fantastic program of the Purple Rain Tour. I could see it twice in Los Angeles. Amazing show. I mean, it's mind-blowing. You have no idea. If you have questions, feedback, comments, love letters, dedications, requests are always welcome. Please drop us a line here on the podcast page or at my email, daddybenbear@gmail.com. Happy New Year 2020. Get ready for the crazy. And love to you all. This is from Live in Syracuse in 1985, Prince and the Revolution with Purple Rain.
friend.